referred to at your old house when you kept animals and stuff. What did you call it?
The barn.
What did you use it for?
Keep the cows in, milk the cows, keep the hay in, and kept it in the loft. And sometimes the chickens got in there.
Chickens? Did they do any damage?
No, they lay eggs over there in the end corner of the stalls, but we'd have to go over there and get them, keep the cows from stepping on them.
Well, did you have a building store corn in, or do you know of any buildings in there?
The corn shed.
All right. How about a building or part of a building where you stored grain?
There's a grain shed.
Grain shed.
Some people call it a silo. We didn't have that much grain.
Oh. What did you call the upper part of your barn?
The loft.
Or, there any other places where you might store hay in the barn?
Well, if you had a room, you could, but we didn't have an extra room, so we had to store it in the loft.
Okay. Well, say there's too much hay gathered up in your field to get it in the barn. Now, what did you do?
Put it in the haystack.
Well, hey, what was the shape of this haystack?
Well, you put a pine sapling in the middle and stack the hay around it, and you put a piece of tarp, some canvas tarpaulin, over the top to keep the rain off of it, soaking it.
Did you stack it, say, on its ends, or did you lay it flat around?
Well, you laid it kind of flat.
That's good. Well, do you have any kind of hay building where you said it had four poles and a sliding roof or anything? You ever have that kind of structure?
No, we didn't.
Well, when you first cut the hay, what'd you do with it?
Let it dry.
Just leave it out in the field?
Yeah, we tried to cut it, though, when it wasn't going to rain.
I see. Did you have any names for small piles of hay raked up in the field?
No, just the hay.
Well, what did you keep your cows in again?
The barn.
Do you have a special shelter for them to get under when it's raining, say they're out in the field?
I mean, do.
Do you have any horses?
No, we didn't have room for horses.
Well, do you know of anybody that did? Or?
Yeah, Mr. Ridley had horses. He had horses and cows and hogs.
Well, did he have a special name for the place where he kept his horses?
In the barn.
Besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you could milk the cows outside?
Yeah, under the shed. I mean, they had a piece of tin up where the cows would get under it out of the rain.
You just call it a shed?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, where did you keep your hogs and pigs?
In the pig pen.
Pig pen?
It was in the back of the barn with a piece of tin over the top of it. Didn't have any sides. It just had some wood nailed up there to keep them in.
Well,
Ridley had a stable that he kept his riding horses in and his work horses. He kept them in the barn.
That's a stable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where did people keep their milk and butter?
In an ice box, or else in the spring.
Could you tell me about? Did you have a spring?
Mm-hmm. We had a spring where we kept milk and we kept the buttermilk in there. And that's where we cooled our watermelons, is the only way we could have cold watermelons.
Was it a little house?
It had a little wooden frame built over to keep the trash and the leaves and all that in it.
I see. Well, what'd you call a place around the barn where you might let the cows and mules or other animals walk around?
The pasture.
Did you have a little yard near the barn so that it was fenced in that you put them in?
Yeah. Forgot what Daddy called it.
Well, was your pasture fenced in?
Yeah, it had barbed wire.
Well, have you ever had any experience with cotton?
Yeah.
Raising cotton?
Mm-hmm. We didn't have any cotton, but Mr. Ridley did. And then out there at where Claremont North Decatur Road is,